This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. Bremerton has been struggling for a long time to revitalize its downtown core, but there are still vacant storefronts right on the main street. You'd think new businesses would be welcome there, but that's not always the case. Joshua McNichols of KUOW's Region of Boom team has the story of one business owner's journey to fit in to Bremerton.
El Balcon is a tiny, thriving restaurant in Bremerton run by Mario and Ophelia Amaya.
Do you want I open it for you?
Yes, please.
Of course, thank you.
This restaurant represents the happy ending to a roller coaster ride of a story. It began in 2009 when Mario stepped foot in Bremerton for the very first time.
It was like an awakening. I had something inside me that just sparked, and I felt this place being special.
But here's the problem. Despite Bremerton's beauty and its historic downtown core, there aren't a lot of people who live or work downtown. At lunchtime, there's heavy competition for the Navy shipyard workers who flood into downtown Bremerton with only 30 minutes to grab food.
And you have to be fast because they only have a half hour, so...
Don Stoff runs Boston's Deli and Pizza in Bremerton. He has a collection of Navy hats pinned to the restaurant ceiling.
I'll tell the guys, hey, give me one of your hats, I'll give you a calzone.
But then here comes Mario and Ophelia selling tacos on the street. Shipyard worker Bobby Manglona was one of the first customers.
And I've never had tacos like that before.
He told all his friends about the place. Not long after, people were lining up 20 or 30 deep on the sidewalk for Mario and Ophelia's tacos. This hurt Boston Pizza's bottom line.
I didn't want them on the street. They were affecting my business.
It affected other restaurants, too. Soon, city workers came by and told Mario and Ophelia their operation was too big. They'd have to shrink or shut down. Mario said they were already as small as possible, so they closed and went back to Tacoma, where they came from. But this was at the height of the recession, and Mario couldn't find work there.
Even Jack in the Box wouldn't hire me.
Mario and Ophelia lost their apartment in Tacoma. It was the middle of winter, and they moved their five kids into their Chevy Suburban.
I was seeing my children cold, hungry, not enough gas to even put the heater on. There was moments, many things crossed my mind. You know, I should just go steal some food.
Ophelia reached for his hand.
And I just looked at him and I said, don't feel bad. Look at all the stars. Look the sky. We have everything. We have our kids. We have each other.
It turns out they also had Bremerton's shipyard workers, because soon after that, they got a call from Bobby Manglona, one of their loyal customers. Mario told him about his family's homelessness.
And Bobby said, man, I didn't know this, Mario. Why didn't you tell me, man?
Word of the family's situation spread through the shipyard. Now remember, the shipyard employs 20,000 people in a town of 40,000, so that's a lot of wagging tongues. Not long after that call, the city called Mario and Ophelia and invited them back to Bremerton. They'd be allowed to take up more sidewalk space than they had before. Shipyard worker Manglona and his friends helped Mario and Ophelia find an apartment nearby. Manglona remembers what that felt like.
I felt relieved, but I felt on my guard, too.
Because the city had ejected this family once before, it could kick them out again. But Don Stoff, the owner of Boston's Pizza, has come around. He helped them find a storefront to move into. Ophelia says they owe him a lot.
Yeah. We love him so much. Yeah. He's always, like, happy with his arms open for us.
Now there's a little more competition in Bremerton for shipyard customers at lunchtime. Don Stoff says Boston's Pizza will survive.
Yeah, we're getting by. I'm not getting wealthy, but I'm enjoying it. I've made a lot of friends.
Someday, if Bremerton has its way, there will be lots of people living downtown. And diverse, thriving businesses will spit all kinds of people onto the streets at lunchtime. But for now, the Navy and the shipyard workers are the people you need to feed. Some days, they eat tacos. And other days, they eat calzones. In Bremerton, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.